This city council's first 100 days in office haven't told Barrie homeowners what their property taxes will look like this year. Residents usually know by late January, at the latest. Mayor Alex Nuttall went through the highlights of those 100 days early Friday afternoon in the council chambers before a small audience, including rookie counts, Craig Nixon and Ngusi Ngusi, city staff, and a few media types. Council has already approved sections of the 2023 operating and capital budgets, which set property taxes, but deferred consideration of service partner budgets until March 8. That means the city's share of spending for Barrie Police Service, the County of Simcoe, Barrie Public Library and the rest of city service partners, such as conservation authorities, hangs in the balance. Service partner costs represent a 2.07% increase to property taxes this year. All that's been approved is a net 1% increase to the Dedicated Infrastructure Renewal Fund, DIRF, which helps pay for the replacement and renewal of Barrie's roads, pipes, buildings, and bridges. The cost of maintaining city services was reduced during earlier budget talks from a 0.88% property tax increase to zero. So if nothing changes, 3.07% is likely to be this year's property tax increase for Barrie homeowners. But Nuttall again said Friday that something could change. My understanding is the county, of Simcoe, has actually amended their request, so that's something that's being now updated and considered as part of our plan, he said. The other part of that, delay, is members of council who wanted more time to look through some of the service partner budgets. Nuttall said there's plenty more debate to come before the service partner budgets are approved. My belief is if we can show service partners how serious we are about prudent financial planning in the midst of what we all know is a major affordability issue here in our city, and across the country, quite frankly, but certainly in our city, then maybe we'll see some movement in service partners' budget requests to the city, he said. Nuttall also noted that Provincial Bills 23 and 109 change the relationships between local government and the conservation authorities in terms of who's responsible for some programs, how they are delivered, what are the costs, and who pays. The delay in dealing with service partner budgets also gives this council, which has five new members, including Nuttall as mayor, more time to look at how the city and conservation authorities interact. The County of Simcoe has been requesting another $1.7 million, or 6.57% more, for Barrie's share of its 2023 operating and capital costs. The total net amount of tax-supported city funding could increase to $27.4 million from $25.7 million last year. Council has also delayed, for 1 year, the $750,000 increase to the county's capital reserve, with any 2022 year-end surplus generated from funding the County of Simcoe's budget to be allocated to this capital reserve. The county supplies land ambulances and paramedics, health and emergency services, Ontario Works, children's services, social housing, long-term care, LTC, senior services and community services, which includes homelessness, to the city. The Barrie Police 2023 budget asks for 7.28% more, or a $4.29 million increase in city funding. It's pegged at $63.24 million, which is an increase from $58.95 million last year. Salaries, benefits and overtime make up $56.54 million of this year's police budget. Of that total, 75% is salaries, 24% is benefits and 1% is for overtime. That's a 3.5% increase in salaries and 1.7% more for benefits. And police are asking for 4 more civilian employees this year and 5 new sworn officers, bringing those totals to 125 and 250 respectively. Barrie Police has been at 245 officers since 2020. The 5 new officers will be on frontline duty, while the 4 new civilian employees comprise 2 in human resources, 1 in information technology and another in records. The Barrie Public Library, including the new Holly Community Branch, has a 2023 budget which asks for a 2.43% increase in the city's grant, to about $9.6 million from $9.37 million last year, or $228,000 more. Before Nuttall spoke about services partner budgets, however, he ran through council's first 100 days, and his time as Barry Mayor. "I hope the first 100 days is representative of what the rest of the four-year term will be," he said. "What we've been able to accomplish in our first 100 days is no small feat." Barry's mayor mentioned council establishing its strategic priorities for this term, making this city an affordable place to live, community safety, a thriving community, infrastructure investment, and responsible governance. Stormwater user fees, which Nuttall said would have had an approximately 4% cost impact on Barry properties, were scrapped. Councillors held the line on Barry transit fares for seniors in 2023 at $3, although fares are slated to go to $3.50 from $3.25 for other adult riders on April 1. The city also got transit funding from provincial and federal governments, including for two new electric buses at the end of 2024. Nuttall also outlined priorities for Barry's next 100 days and beyond, including ending the drop-off of some former prisoners in the downtown. "We're working with the province to ensure that inmates not local to our area being released from Central North Correctional Center in Penetang are provided with a safe journey back to their home community, where they can have access to the resources and supports available," he said. Nuttall also noted a tree replacement program is still coming to Barry Council. "The anticipation of growth over the next several years has allowed us to come up with creative opportunities to manage growth and sustainability in the city of Barry," he said. "One of the new programs our public service is currently working on is this tree replacement program. When construction projects proceed in Barry, and trees are affected, the city of Barry will now oversee a new replanting program. This will increase the number of trees being planted within the city of Barry and reduce prohibitive costs, to create jobs," Nuttall said. "This program will assist with the beautification of our city, support our sustainable footprint, but will also allow Barry residents an opportunity to request additional trees to be planted on their own properties," he said. "This program is an example of doing more, but costing less." Nuttall said details will be laid out by city staff in the coming weeks and months. The mayor also noted the Brine Drive extension has been approved, south from Harvey Road to north of Kaplan Avenue, to create a better traffic flow and reduce the amount of traffic on Barry's arterial roads. Construction is expected to begin this year. Part 2 of the Brine Drive extension, from Harvey to Issa Road, is to begin in 2025.